السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam and in humanity. One sheikh in the old days, he said, read verse 39, I'm sorry, chapter 39, verse 23, which I give you in the front. And the main verse is talking about the quality of the believer when they hear Quran or when they read Quran. Because my topic today is very extremely important because I feel we need it. And I will explain to you in a few minutes. But the prerequisite of my topic is what I'm going to say now. The quality of the believer when he hear Quran and when he or she read Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasize what will happen to the heart of the believer. Your skin will shiver, the heart will tremble, your eye will tear, and you will be affected. One sheikh, one time in the old days, he said, if a sheikh have sincerity, if a scholar or a learned person have sincerity, and he talk for sabilillah, he said, the listener will benefit. And this benefit can be enough for a week, minimum. And he was related to khutbat al-jum'ah. By this way, if one person is sincere and he's talking, it affects you. It affects your heart. Can be like a dose of medication. It takes time. It will not go away right away. No, it will keep going. The reason I share this message with you, because lately I am sharing with you what I believe the most important for us today as a ummah, individual and collective. Those who know me and do not know me. Today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, if you study and you hear what's happening in Syria, in Yemen, in all this, you have to study. You have to seek the truth, and you have to know. Is a big conspiracy, is a plot and plan against Islam, without no doubt. And see who's involved and why, it's another topic. But the bottom line, why we are defeated? And you will not believe it. We will talk about it right now in a few minutes. The first, lack of iman, lack of closeness to Allah, lack of unity. Is no unity, a lot of division within and outside. And once you have that, this is the recipe of disaster. Today, my dear brother and sister in Islam who know me, are we united or are we becoming divided? And the division is going low or high, and why? Each one of us will stand in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will be accountable of our action and reaction and how we deal with each other. And if you ask me, we committing a major crime against ourselves and each other for sabilillah. Imagine. Because today, which is a sign of the end of time, but is not excuse, the division will start spreading among the family, among each other. And this is why when the time comes, we will never able to succeed and have victory. I will explain it to you in a few moments. By this way, please, I beg you for Allah, for only for Allah. Forget about me. But we have to be united, is a must. Is a must. I want you to read this verse first, 23 from chapter 39, Az-Zumar. Read it over and over again. And ask yourself, when I'm reading Quran, is this happening to me? Extremely important. Okay? Now, after that, I will share with you the verses from Al Imran, 138 until 148. And these verses is started by هذا بيان للناس. This is a bayan. وهدى وموعظة للمتقين. At this time, at this message, I will explain to you one dimension of the Quran to show you we don't know how to read Quran. هذا بيان. This is a message. This is the way. This is a news. This is the road. وهدى. What is هدى? Guidance. I want to go to town such and such. Somebody tell me, take this route, it will lead you. This is guidance. وموعظة. And a wisdom. للمتقين. To the one who have taqwa. What happened if I read this verse, I have no taqwa? A scholar said, if me in a state of iman and read this verse, either I will benefit from it if I have iman and taqwa, and if I do not have iman and taqwa, will increase my iman and taqwa and let me gain guidance. By this way, we have three elements in here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about it in the Quran. This is a bayan. The news, the way, the message, the map, and guidance and wisdom for the believer and muttaqin. This is the constitution of the success and victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showed us the way. And later on, if you read the verses, because I'm not going to go in detail completely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He command us, وَلَا تَهِنُوا. Here, the scholar said, when Allah said, وَلَا, He negated. Meaning He tell me, don't. Is a command of no. Meaning, if you see the condition today, and this for our brother and sister in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen, in Libya, in all over the Ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't feel low. Don't feel sad. Don't despair. وأنتم الأعلون. And you are the highest. You are the exalted one. What kind of exalting? People look at us today. They left the home, they left this, they left that. إن كنتم مؤمنين. Allah, He mentioned in here, the elevation, the exalt, the victory is His iman. Is your iman, is not the house. It's not the place. You can lose a battle, like in the battle of Uhud. Is this was a disgrace to Rasulullah or Hunayn or Mu'ta? You have too many. One. Why Allah allow in the time of Rasulullah son to lose a battle? To teach us a lesson. What lesson is? Whoever Allah take from you is Allah, not the people, not your enemy. By this way, the one he allows the people to take something from you, he is the one allow the people or you to get it back. By this way, everything in the hand of whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you read the verses, the messenger and prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach them what to do. And the pillar of what? The victory. And when you look to this pillar of victory, you find it is four element. Three for us and one against the enemy. Okay? I want you to read it carefully, very carefully, extremely carefully, because this is containing the element of what? Victory. What to do and how to do it. Okay? When you go to the close to the verses of 138, what the messenger prophet say? I wish to read it with me, but this way you know what's going on. Can you read it please? 138 to 148 Al Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 146 and 147, he explained to us what happened to messenger or prophet and the people with him. They never feel fatigue or weak as they never give up. And Allah with the patient one. Allah with the patient one. Allah with the patient one. Don't ever forget it. Now Allah explained to us what they're going to do and this message for us. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Number one, O Allah, forgive our sins. وَإِسْرَفَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا. And the sins we have committed against ourselves and the lack of ubudiyya, the lack of iman, the lack of serving, the lack of, you know, worship. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. Number three, and make our feet hold tight. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And give us victory over the disbeliever. The scholar said in this verse, three for me and one against my enemy. Today, we focus about the one against the enemy and we're not thinking about the three for me. And when you read verse 148, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what he will do. By this way, again, I'm repeat it. Okay. Number one is what? اغفر لنا ذنوبنا. Istighfar. Forgive our sins. And our shortcoming. Our disease of the heart. Our short worship. And make our feet tight and give us victory against our enemy. When you look at this, it meaning what? Muraja'ah. Meaning return and reflect over your weakness first, because we will be defeated by our weakness. Weakness. Okay, inshallah. And in here, it teaches us something else. When you look at yaqeen, yaqeen is three. And this is what Ibrahim alayhi salam went through it. He had yaqeen in Allah. This is called ilmul yaqeen. The knowledge of yaqeen. Somebody talk to you about something, you get knowledge. And after that, it leads you to aynul yaqeen. Aynul yaqeen, I talk to you about a fruit, a cake or something, you believe in it. But when you see it, your belief increase. And if you test it and you enjoy it, now you have the knowledge of the things, you see it and you touch it by yourself and you use it and you feel it. And this ilm al-yaqeen, ayn al-yaqeen, the scene of yaqeen, and haqq al-yaqeen, the truth of yaqeen, which make you reach complete surrender and rely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the benefit of that? Very simple. Somebody said, when you read Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَزْبُهُ. Whoever rely on Allah, Allah will be sufficient for him enough. If you read this verse carefully, very carefully, over and over again, whoever rely on Allah, Allah will be his sufficient enough. When you read it, and when you read another verse, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, and maybe you dislike the things, is good for you, and maybe you like the things, is bad for you, and Allah know, and you do not know. When you read these two verses, what it will do? The early people said, don't talk too much and complaining. Ham will come to you, meaning the agony and sadness and weakness will come to you. But increase the thanks to Allah, happiness will come to you. Don't look to the past, even if it's ugly. Be another wise will make you again despair. And don't look to the future, because it has a wisdom and has a something as unseen you do not know. But look to whom you're dealing with above you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will give you the happiness. And if you are with Allah, love Allah, rely on Allah, trust on Allah, you have to believe He will be with you. Finished. And if He will be with you, what's your problem? Wisdom. Some early people said wisdom. Don't worry about how many friends you have and how much you want to be famous. Why? They said because the lion always walks alone and the sheep's walking together. What it mean? The lion, he know he's a lion. He doesn't need a lot of people to walk with him or a lot of whatever animal to walk with him. By this way, it doesn't make him lonely, doesn't make him weak. I hope you get it. Your hand have five fingers, four together and one alone. And the one alone far away from the four, you need it most. Think. It's just a reflection to think about it and wisdom. What it means? The wisdom in here is not with the amount, is not how many, is who really love you and who really benefit you. This is the most important. I do not know too much. I do not know the pillar of success, but I will give you the pillar of disgrace and going down. When you worry about, care about the people and make them happy. Meaning, if you care all the time about how to make people happy, this is a constitution of disgrace. Life will continue. You laugh or you cry. Don't cry over it. and keep going forward. Don't allow people to know your secret, because if they know it, you will not know how to tear for sabilillah, only with ikhlas. Forgive and erase anything between you and people. Live with a clean heart. The journey will be very simple, very peaceful, and very beautiful. Don't rely on the people, because they will leave you. But rely in the one who's able and have the might and power, he will never leave you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase asking Allah istighfar. It is the key of all the locks. And if you hear this message, please hear it again, over and over again. Think about it. Reflect. And I give you the element of success, the element of happiness, the element of victory, individual and collective. May Allah benefit us of these few words. And please, if you like it, don't benefit yourself only. Spread it, benefit to other, and most of all, benefit yourself with it first. Because they cannot benefit other, and you are bankrupt. This one of the problem in the ummah, spreading link, but I am not benefit from my link. May Allah save us from that. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't make us like a donkey carrying books, and make us benefit from the Quran, gain the wisdom and knowledge of the Quran, work and live the message of Quran, spread the message of Quran, and may Allah elevate us with Quran and give us a good ending. We're going to die very soon, Allah knows how long, and we're going to meet Him. And we are going to stand and be accountable of every moment, every feeling, every action, every reaction, every relationship, every money. May Allah save us, because we're spoiling a lot. We're spoiling a lot. We are the enemy of ourselves today. The first victory you gain is a victory against yourself. If you gain victory against yourself, Allah promised you to give you victory against your enemy. But if you lose yourself, Allah will not give you victory. My dear brother and sister in Islam, may Allah give us the true belief, the true yaqeen, the truly rely on Allah. Let's go forward, inshallah. Live the message, not talk about it. And be real, not be fake. We're going to meet our Lord and be accountable. May Allah make us united to Allah, united to His word, united with His word, united with each other for sabilillah, elevate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma inni ballagt, Allahumma fashhad. O Allah, I give tabligh. O Allah, bear witness about what I said. May Allah put baraka and nur and qabool in everything I say and I do. And you too, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.